the godfather of fantasy football is here to help you win your fantasy league. And the Big Show is ready for your questions for Tom Kesnick at 414-799-1250. Now, here's the godfather.
It's playoff time or championship week in some fantasy football leagues. That's why we get Tom Kesnick on the line on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline to answer your questions right here on the Wendy's Big Show, 4 o'clock every Friday. Godfather, I know you don't like stupid questions, but I'm going to open with one that I don't believe is one.
Brace yourself, Godfather.
So Andy Reid is the coach of a football team in the NFL. That guy should be in your starting lineup. The running back should be your RB2 just about in every single week.
It might be your RB1.
I mean, know,
Andy
right?
Andy Reid's history is that his starting running back is a top fantasy performer, and it's almost year in and year out. You go back to Philadelphia, Brian Westbrook, LeSean McCoy,
yep,
with Jamal Charles, obviously Kareem Hunt this year before his situation. Spencer Ware looked great last week before he got hurt, and last night it was the Damian Williams show. So, yeah, I mean, whoever is starting for Kansas City at running back is a very, very, very viable fantasy starter.
You know, this is the thing. As a Packers fan, and I know you obviously covered the Packers back in the day before you were doing fantasy and all that other stuff, what type of offensive guy do you want for the Packers? Like, do you have your little short list, Tom Kesnick short list of, you know, these two or three guys would be great, I think, to really help elevate this offense?
You know, I don't have a list of names at this time. I'd really like to kind of go through the college ranks a little more. I haven't been able to do that. So for me, though, it's just about innovation. It's about attacking defenses in a way that keeps them off balance. I think you see, obviously, everybody's talking about, let's go get the next Sean McVay. Well, that's not always easy to do. The Vikings thought they had maybe the next Sean McVay and DeFilippo, and we've seen what's gone on there. So I think that basically you've got a star quarterback, obviously. You've got a star wide receiver. It looks like you now have a star running back. So you've got three essential components that every offense needs to be great. So how do you maximize the talent you have in a way that is not predictable, that will keep defenses off balance and force them to react to you as opposed to you reacting to what they do? Those would be the criteria that I'd be looking for.
414-799-1250. If you got a question for the godfather of fantasy football, Tom Kesnick, also on Twitter at 1057FM The Fan, hashtag big throwback. You can also do the old-fashioned way and email us live at 1057FMTheFan.com. First out of the shoots, Al in Tosa. You're on with the godfather.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I got a QB question here. I got a half-point PPR league, you know, and I had traded for Cam Newton a number of weeks back and thought I had my quarterback situation solved, and now I'm not so sure. So who do I pick out of this group here? Cam Newton, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, or Dak Prescott?
No, I'm still fine with Cam. I mean, keep in mind, yes, he's dealing with a shoulder injury. There's no question about that, and it's impacting. There's no doubt about that. But prior to last week, Cam Newton was throwing multiple touchdowns in literally every single game he was playing. He's not running like he used to, but he still runs enough to get you a little bit of production there. And I do think they're going to have to score points on Monday night to keep up with the Saints. So I still like Cam Newton. Also, another thing, he had a tight end, Ian Thomas, get tackled at like the 1-inch line last week, and he had a wide receiver drop a touchdown wide open in the end zone. So Cam's day should have been a heck of a lot better.
Thanks for the call.
All right, got some stuff coming in on Twitter. Use the hashtag BigFantasy. Tweeted at 1057FM, the fan for the godfather, Tom Kesnick, as did Joe Mama. Godfather, need your help. Baker Mayfield or Trubisky? Went Trubisky last week. Baker. Luckily, I was playing against Russell Wilson and Lockett. Thanks, Godfather.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield.
All right, back to the phones we go.
And Johnny and Racine, you're next on the fan.
Yeah, so it looks like OBJ is out. So I need two of the following four in a full point PPR. Galladay, Corey Davis, Curtis Samuel, and Sterling Shepard, two of them.
Yeah, I mean, Shepard really didn't do much last week with Beckham out. Corey Davis, they got a good matchup. And Curtis Samuel has been pretty productive the last 3 or 4 weeks. I do think the Panthers are going to have to throw it and score points on Monday night. So I do like them.
And Curtis Samuel seemingly gets a couple of touches even out of the backfield as well, and he's able to get some more points for you that way too. Paul's in Jackson. Paul, what's your question for the Godfather?
Thanks for taking my call, Godfather. I need one of these three running backs, Aaron Jones, James White, or Mack from Indianapolis.
Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones, thanks. Have a good day.
All right, Greg tweets at 105.7 FM, the fan, hashtag Big Fantasy. Hi, I need two of four. Josh Adams, Jeff Wilson, LeSean McCoy, or Marlon Mack, half-point PPR.
Yeah, I mean, Wilson's situation is Matt Breida might play. Don't like Mack or Adams at all. I'm not a big Shady fan either at this point. I'll go Mack and Adams here. I mean, unless we hear on Sunday that Breida's not going to play, then go Mack and Wilson.
All right, got another one here from Cactus Pete. Brate versus Burden. Burden pick from last week equals you're fired. Cactus Pete.
I'm not really sure I understand that, but Brate, yeah.
I don't know. It's definitely a WWE reference with Vince McMahon. I don't understand that.
Okay, yeah, you're not starting Trey Burden at this point. It's a lost cause.
Go the old-fashioned way and snail email before we get back to the phone calls. Nick has one for you. Godfather, do I consider benching Aaron Rodgers this week in favor of any of the below options? Dak Prescott, Derek Carr, or Josh Allen?
Not in favor of those options, no. I mean, again, look at Aaron Rodgers' history against the Bears. He flat-out owns the Bears. And this year, of course, with one playing on one leg, he threw for 280-plus and three touchdowns. So, I mean, if I'm going to bench, I understand the concern here, and it's valid, but if I'm going to bench Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to have a slam dunk guy, and I don't think any of those three guys are slam dunks by any stretch.
Tom, you're in Franklin. You're next on the fan.
Yeah, Tom. I got a choice between Aaron Jones or David Johnson.
Yeah, boy. I mean, it's a great matchup for David Johnson, but you just have no idea what's going to happen with him. I'm going to go Aaron Jones here, right? It is a great matchup for David Johnson, but he caught 8 balls last week for 12 yards. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how that's humanly possible for someone of his talent.
Yep. I needed 6 points. 6 points to get into the playoffs, Tom. 6 points, and David Johnson was my third pick in the draft.
I think it's a complete disaster out there in Phoenix. But, yeah, let's go Aaron Jones.
Do you see him as a bounce-back candidate next year? Is it just because the offense is that bad?
Yes. Improve the offensive line. Another year for Josh Rosen, and you will see improvement there. Absolutely.
Right. Before a couple of tweets, let's get to Andy out in Sussex. Andy, what's your question for the Godfather?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Matt Ryan or Aaron Rodgers?
Rodgers.
Rodgers, too.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. Ronnie tweets at 105.7 FM, the fan, using the hashtag Big Fantasy. Aaron Jones, Gus Edwards, Samuels, or Derrick Henry? Pick one. Standard scoring.
Aaron Jones.
Ricky tweets at 105.7 FM, the fan, hashtag Big Fantasy. Standard scoring. Dak Prescott or Russell Wilson? Thanks, guys.
Russell. He's got a great matchup this week. Russell.
Jason in Milwaukee, PPR, need one tight end. Graham, Burton, or Osamwa?
CJ Osamwa. Yeah, Osamwa.
Eric's in West Dallas. Before the break, you're first up. Hello, Eric. Eric.
Aaron Jones or Chris Carson?
Yeah, I do like Carson a little more this week. No Rashad Penny. It's just hard to bench Aaron Jones. I mean, he's scoring touchdowns every week, and they've got to run the football. They have to establish it.
Let's get one more before the break. It's Jim and Racine. Jim, what's your question for the Godfather?
All right, Watson or Trubisky?
Oh, Deshaun Watson.
That's a no-brainer. Those are the kind that get you upset, Tom, right?
No, it doesn't get me. I mean, it's not like Deshaun Watson's been blowing up. But, I mean, at this point, you just can't start Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, after what we saw last week in a plus matchup and really, you know, the last couple of games, there's no reason to.
Bring back Nate Walters. Okay. Tweets out 105.7 FM, the fan with the hashtag Big Fantasy. Dante Pettis or Cortland Sutton, half-point PPR, just lost OBJ. Please help a poor guy out.
I'm not crazy about either one of them, to be honest. But I would actually say if Deshaun Hamilton's on your waiver wire, I'd go get him. I like him better than those two. But assuming he's not, I'll go Sutton there.
I do like Pettis if you're looking at dynasty leagues, possibly trying to make him as a keeper. I think down the line he's going to be a good option.
Yeah, no, I like both these guys long term. It's just right now it's awfully tough to feel good about him, especially in week 15.
414-799-1250. Get your tweets in at 105.7 FM The Fan. Hashtag Big Fantasy, as well as live at 105.7fmthefan.com on the emails. We'll get to a lot more questions with Tom Kesnick next, right here on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show, Tom Kesnick answering your fantasy football questions. The godfather of fantasy football joins us each week at 4 o'clock. And with team men in the playoffs and guys getting ready for championship weeks here in week 15, it's the time to get your questions in at 414-799-1250, just like our fun friend Blake did in Bayview. And now he's on The Fan. Blake, what's your question for the godfather?
Hey, guys, I need to know if Kirk Cousins gets it back on track this week, or do I go with Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, I do think he gets it back on track. First of all, he's not in prime time, so that'll help. Second of all, he's at home. And third, the matchup's really good against Miami. So, yeah, I do think he gets it. And they're going to run the ball well. That's going to help play action. So, yes, I like Kirk Cousins.
What are your thoughts of Lamar Jackson moving forward, Tom?
He's got to learn how to throw the football better, more consistently, not make bad decisions. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about him holding up physically. He takes a lot of abuse as a running mobile quarterback. So as with all mobile quarterbacks, at the end of the day, you've got to be able to throw the football from the pocket if you want to be successful. I mean, you see, you know, how did guys like Russell Wilson evolve? He was always a pocket passer. Cam Newton's evolved into a pocket passer. So the mobility is great. It's wonderful. But if that's your bread and butter as a quarterback, you're not going to last long.
Brandon's on the south side. He's next on The Fan. What's your question, Brandon?
Hey, I got a flex question here. PPR, half point per carry. James White, LeGarrette Blount, Elijah McGuire, or Marcus Murphy if McCoy don't play?
I will go, because of that format, I'll go with Elijah McGuire.
Okay. Tony is in Eagle, Wisconsin. Now he's on The Fan. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, how you doing, Godfather?
Good.
Hey, I got a wide receiver question. I need one of the four: Tyler Boyd, Allen Robinson, Kenny Stills, or Curtis Samuel?
Samuel.
Pretty decent options there.
Yeah, not bad at all. Sorry, did I cut you off, Tom?
No. Go ahead.
Just wanted to make sure. All right, back to the phones we go. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM. The Fan, use the hashtag BigFantasy.
Ryan's in Jackson. Ryan, what's your question for the godfather?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just lost my quarterback, Wentz. I know Mayfield, Allen, and probably Foles are available. Who would you grab?
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, that's a no-doubter. Baker Mayfield's been a stud since he took over that job.
He's gonna be really, really good. That's a good football team, and it's hard to believe because they've been so bad for so long. But, yeah, John Dorsey's going to turn that thing around.
I wanted to ask the guy, but he hung up. Does he know my dentist, Scott, up there in Jackson? Jackson Family Dentistry.
I'm going to say probably not. I'm going to bang
on
that's
it. A smaller town.
It could be. Yeah, maybe he does. Maybe it's his neighbor for all that we know. Maybe Frank's his neighbor. And Frank emailed us in the Wendy's inbox, live at 105.7fmthefan.com. Hey, Godfather, I've been decimated with injuries, so I need to pick up one running back off waivers. Need one running back and a half-point PPR. Jalen Richard, Zach Zenner, or Darren Sproles? Thanks.
He's a half-point PPR?
Half-point PPR, yes.
I'm going to go Sproles here, even though it's just half-point, because it's Sproles and Josh Adams in that backfield now, and Josh Adams isn't going to get much done against the Rams. I think Sproles could be pretty active Sunday night.
In Sturtevant, it's Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Standard League, Ridley, Pettis, or Sutton, or do I waiver wire Hamilton or Samuel?
Yeah, I'll go Samuel there.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I got another one about Samuel here. Tom Gleason tweets out 105.7FM The Fan, hashtag Big Fantasy wide receiver. Landry, Curtis Samuel, DJ Moore is my other starting, or DJ Moore, that's the three. My other starting wide receiver is Juju.
Yeah, I'll go, I do like DJ Moore. I like Samuel too. I'll go Jarvis Landry though.
All right, another one here from Dirty Heat PPR, need two of three: Aaron Jones, Philip Lindsay, or Nick Chubb?
Lindsay for sure, and Chubb over Jones.
Bill's in Maguanago. Now he's got a question for Tom Kesnick. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Standard scoring, Jordan Howard or Derrick Henry?
Henry.
After that week.
I am concerned. I will say this. Derrick Henry, when he comes off 100-yard rushing games, the next week averages less than 2 yards per carry. That's a big red. That's a gigantic red flag. But this matchup is insanely wonderful. The Giants can't stop anybody rushing the ball right now.
Tom in Pewaukee has a question for Tom Kesnick. Hi, Tom.
Thank you, the Godfather. Tight end, I have McDonald, or I could waiver wire Njoku or Ozama from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I've had more touchdown from my tight end all year.
Yeah. That's the way it is. You get, like, you're gonna have one of the top three or four guys. That's pretty much the deal this year. They're all pretty much the same to me. I'll go McDonald. They're all about the same to me.
All right.
Godfather, would you take McDonald over Hopper or whatever his name?
Hooper. Hooper's a little banged up. He is gonna play. I do like him more than McDonald. The injury concerns me, but I could take Hooper over McDonald. I mean, McDonald just hasn't done much. I mean, all those guys are like, you know, 5, 6, 7 points in a PPR. That's about it. Maybe they score a touchdown, but you certainly can't bank on it.
Right.
All right, got some more coming in on Twitter. Jack tweets at 105.7 FM, the Fan, hashtag big fantasy PPR flex. Need one. Kittle, James White, Jarvis Landry.
Why would you bench George Kittle?
Kittle is on fire.
Here's another one concerning Kittle. Michael says Kittle or Cohen.
Ooh, but Kittle's
and again,
on fire.
Why would you bench George Kittle?
On fire. He's the number one target guy for that team.
He had 210 yards in the first half last week. That's pretty good.
I don't think I have,
in the flex? That's the question I have.
I don't think I have any other Kittle questions, so we'll wait. I have a bunch of quarterback questions, though, coming up for you next time. But we'll take a couple calls.
I like Tariq Cohen a lot, but why would you put George Kittle? He's been a stud.
Man, that guy's unbelievable.
I think he was too productive. I think that was the issue for him. Scott's in Greenfield. Scott, what's your question?
Yeah, quarterback question. Breeze or Goff?
I love Goff this week. I'm going to go Goff. Yeah, Breeze is certainly safer after the last 2 weeks. But, man, look at Jared Goff's numbers at home. Then look at how bad the Eagles' pass defense has been the last 3 or 4 weeks. And then try to tell yourself how this isn't going to be a fabulous night for the Rams passing game.
Keith on the east side, you're next on the Fan.
Hey, fellas, I got a James Conner situation. Do I start either Matt Breida or Josh Wilson Jr. or Marlon Mack over him?
Hopefully we get more clarity on that on Sunday morning. I mean, he practiced a little bit today. I would start. If Breida plays, go with Breida. The problem is the Steelers play one of the two late games. So,
right.
And none of those other guys do. So I would go – actually, Breida does, my bad. Breida, they're in Seattle. So, yeah, I would just wait it out. Play Breida or Wilson or James Conner, my bad.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, have him stumbling all over the place.
Those are tough, though, when you're sitting there in that afternoon slot.
I'm thinking so much about this one late game, Pittsburgh and New England, I completely forgot who the other one was at Seattle and San Francisco.
Got some on Twitter here about quarterbacks. Now we'll go rapid fire. Jeffrey John says Brady or Prescott?
Brady.
Millbucks 2, Big Ben or Luck?
Ben.
Nick says Lamar Jackson or Luck?
Luck.
Eric, Trubisky, Josh Allen, or Baker Mayfield?
Mayfield.
There you go. There's a run on quarterback question.
Good two final calls for the Godfather. It's Adam and Tosa, the first.
Hey, I got a standard league tight end question. Trey Burton, Cameron Brate, or Jalen Samuels? Thank you.
I mean, obviously, if Connor's out, you go Samuels. If not, I would go Cameron Bray.
All right. Ryan on the south side wraps it up for this week. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, I got PPR. I need two of the three, Cooper, Cook, or Ingram.
Cook? Delvin?
Jared?
Brandon Cooks.
Oh, Brandon Sorry. Cooks.
Brandon yep. Cooks. Okay, so it's Amari Cooper, Brandon Cooks, and Mark Ingram?
Correct.
You need two, Sid yep. Ingram.
All right. Yeah, that was easy enough.
Yep.
That worked out perfectly. And there was no arguments and no yelling from Tom Kesnick. There's not much better than that.
Hey, Godfather, I do have a question, though.
I played Damian Williams last night. I couldn't be in a better mood today.
Oh, I know, right?
That makes sense.
Yeah, I do have a question. Do you do the discipline in your house or your wife? Or are you married?
No, I'm single. So
okay. What do you suggest?
I discipline myself, but that probably puts this whole show off the rails.
Save that for Satellite on Wednesday nights, Tom.
Wow.
Satellite Wednesday nights.
Or the Tim and Tausch in the Morning podcast. If you'd love to go and share those, Tom, we could make that happen.
Sounds good.
No, don't go nowhere with him, guys.
Nothing sounds good about that podcast. No, I would avoid it at all costs.
You'll get thrown off the air.
Tom, appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
That's Tom Kesnick joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935. You two still are holding out, haven't joined yet.
Not holding out. It's never happening. Leroy, have you ever been on the podcast? No. Gary?
No.
Has Gary been on the podcast?
No.
Gary has appeared on the podcast.
Gary has.
He has appeared on the podcast while we were out in Arizona.
Oh, you guys did it out there.
Because he's sitting right next
to
you.
Yeah.
And he was probably drinking a little bit.
He was itching to get in it. Like, he would start yelling a couple of different things out in the middle of it, like, knew that he wanted the microphone closer
to
him.
Oh, so he wasn't asked to be a guest. He just intruded.
No, he was just kind of there. Right. And, like, well, we brought it up. We're like, Gary, we're taping the podcast. He goes, oh, jokers are crazy. I'm like, okay, sounds good. So he doesn't want to be on. And then he came and sat next to us while we were doing it.
Right.
And then in the middle of the answers would start laughing or throw in a couple of one-liners. So he was on there. He had a nice journey.
But it wasn't an interview like you did to Rami.
No, he just made fun of Rami right. while we interviewed Rami.
When I was on it, they just tried to get me to say bad things about everybody else.
Yeah, that's
right.
What do you mean?
That's the podcast. I'm just playing.
Trying to stir it up.
Right, that's what they do.
Well, somebody needs the spoon if you're going to make the chili. There's got to be somebody stirring the drink. I mean, you're a chef, Leroy. You know what's going on in that.
He's an executive chef. Get it right.
That's a big difference.
Wendy's Free Small Frosty. If your kid participates in sports at Wendy's, they celebrate local youth athletic programs. So if your kid plays baseball, basketball, football, hockey, tennis, whatever the case may be, doesn't really matter.
And
they show up in their uniform. You get a free small Frosty whenever they visit their local Wendy's. It's a great little incentive, I guess. Hey, you know, you go out there, get hit in a game or get a touchdown or get to play in the game if you're a bench warmer. Hey, look, if you play, we'll get you a Frosty at Wendy's, right? I mean, that all works.
Hey, we all get
it. Hey, man, those kids exist, right?
Yeah.
They show up, their uniform.
Yeah, look, it's Bart Winkler.
Their uniform is all clean, and they come home, and it's still clean,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Those are the best ones.
Right.
You sleep
but
in it
if
the
you,
next week.
If you get into the game.
Yeah, just keep it on all week.
If you get into the game, though, you still get a Frosty.
We won.
Right.
Yeah, I was one of those kids before, so you can turn out to be
shut your
decent.
Mouth.
I'm dead serious.
There's no way.
Yeah, I wasn't.
He's talking about his baseball career.
Definitely, Steve.
I can see that.
They put me in right field. I'm chasing butterflies. I was like, they're never going to hit it in right field.
At 16, you were still chasing butterflies?
Yeah.
Man.
Hope I catch them, too. Put them in a jar. Shake them up.
I'm done.
We're good at Wendy's. You can also get a Frosty if you come to the Admirals game tonight, and they score 4 goals. Now, the best part we're talking about.
How many times have they scored 4 goals?
Let's see.
5.
5 times.
And the one time it was during the school day game where we talked about how much I love other people's kids.
Right.
Yeah.
They score 3 goals in the first 7 minutes of the game.
And these kids are going nuts.
Going nuts because I'm starting We Want Frosty chants.
Right.
And then everyone, when I walked around, said, can I get a Frosty?
Right.
It's like, okay, I get it. I'm a large guy, but I don't just carry ice cream around.
Did they get the fourth goal?
No, they didn't.
You got to be kidding me. You started a We Want Frosty chat in the first period?
You
bad luck.
Then it didn't happen.
Oh, even better, one guy from the other team scored 4 goals himself.
Mm. And they lost?
And they lost, yeah.
Those kids,
you don't
they
get
still
the
happy with you before
the other team scores 4?
Yeah.
Those kids yelling, you told us we were going to get a Frosty. Where's our Frosty?
Jump them in the parking lot.
Tears.
Yeah.
I'll jump
there were
on
tears.
Them.
No, it was more the chaperones looking at me like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Now we got to listen to this for 2 hours.
Me $100 because
that's
going by Wendy's for everybody.
Now the bus is stopping at Wendy's. And Wendy's, thanks, baby Tausch, very much for that.
Coming right back on the Fan Big Show Knows Fantasy.
Sports Flash right now.
Hey, good.
Think you know fantasy football? These guys don't.
Wrong.
Nobody on the show won last year's 105.7 league. Anyway, it's time for the Big Show Knows Fantasy.
Well, you heard Big Voice Guy say that no one on the Big Show won the Station League last year. I don't believe anybody's going to win it again this year. Leroy, are you still in the race?
No, I'm in last.
Yeah, I'm in second to last.
I'm listening.
This Bucks team is going to drive me nuts. I'm getting off of Twitter. I'm done with Twitter today.
No, we need you for the show on Twitter.
Every time I get on Twitter, I see something else about the Bucks. I'm about done. Oh, Middleton's not playing tonight.
Oh, he's... Is that going to be a coach's
personal
decision?
Reason,
right or? Finger sprain.
Oh. Well, he can't shoot. That's probably what's been why he can't.
Brogdon also not playing, left hamstring soreness.
Dellavedova's playing?
No longer with the Bucks.
No, he's right, playing for Cleveland.
Cavaliers. Yeah. I don't know. I'm assuming so.
Dellavedova fills it up for 21 tonight.
They were chanting MVP his first game.
When did he sprain his finger? Middleton.
Anybody ever tells me they are a smart fan base, just. That's all I'm ever going to use for the rest of my life.
This guy literally had to go get an IV put into him because he tried too hard. His body gave up on him. That's the sad thing about it, isn't
it? That's hilarious.
All right. I have the results from last week's Big Show Knows Fantasy, and Rami has been telling everybody that if you have the opportunity to, as the listener, at 414-799-1250, Leroy, 1-4.
Three.
So the third caller at 414-799-1250, you'll be able to play Big Show Knows Fantasy with us. And it's been a good way to go in just taking Patrick Mahomes. But Patrick Mahomes came in second this week for the listener, Brandon. He had Patrick Mahomes, who put up 25.5 points. Gary came in first last week with his pick of Saquon Barkley, scoring just under 30. Christian McCaffrey got Leroy a second place finish with 28. Then it was Mahomes and the listener, Brandon, with 25. Sparky goes Aaron Rodgers, 24.25. And Rami had Drew Brees. He had his worst week of the year at 17 points. So Gary Ellerson will go first when we are able to corral Gary Ellerson.
No luck.
But we'll start out with Leroy Butler. Leroy.
I'll take the Dallas running back.
Ezekiel Elliott against the Colts on the road. Big game that week. Also, big-time implications as Dallas is, I believe,
Dallas
getting 2 points.
That defense. Really?
On the road.
They got a defense that's going to carry them a long way. That defense big and physical.
Don't forget, they're
Prescott playing good.
First of all, you can't do a Monday night game this week, so you can't do any Saints or Carolina Panther players. And don't forget, there are games tomorrow, Saturday football this week, 3:30, it's the Texans at the Jets, 7:20 start tomorrow night, Browns at Denver.
And those games are, you are able to pick from those two games, correct?
Who wants to pick from those games?
Oh, I do. I'm going to save mine for the last because Rami finished in last. Sparky?
Rami maybe gave his pick.
Oh, Rami did give his pick.
Yes,
never mind.
I've got Rami's pick. We're all set with Rami's pick. Gary is the one that we can't seem to find. At this point.
Let me text him. Last time he texted me back. What is he?
All right, so who's next?
You're next.
I'm next. Well, looking at this and the way that it looks, give me Big Ben.
Ben Roethlisberger against the New England Patriots. I like that pull from Steve
In
Sparky
Pittsburgh.
Pfeiffer. Our phone caller, listener this week is Dave. Dave, you cannot take Ezekiel Elliott, Big Ben, or any Saints or Panthers?
I'll take Todd Gurley.
All right, Todd Gurley off the board. That's also a very, very good selection. Who do we have for Rami Makhlouf, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer?
Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson, the pick of one Rami Makhlouf home against Tampa, correct. Yep, so that's his pick.
That's a very, very award-winning pick if you can get Lamar Jackson to score a couple of rushing touchdowns.
At home against Tampa, right. Baltimore playing for something, Tampa pretty much done.
Right.
At this point. So, Dan, did he take anybody yet, Leroy?
Because
he's
Russell
the last
Wilson.
One, right?
Russell Wilson.
Gary wants Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. What are you doing, dude?
It makes sense. They're in San Francisco.
So we have Ezekiel Elliott, Todd Gurley.
Four times.
Russell Wilson, Big Ben, and Lamar Jackson. We'll see. Who Knows Fantasy. And if the listener wins, we'll dig into the prize closet and get something very, very nice and shiny.
Oh, we're going to take care
for
of
our friend Dave in Milwaukee.
You took Ezekiel Elliott, Billy?
No, I did.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, keep that in the books as Ryan Horvath is our bookkeeper here. There will be some money exchanging hands, I would imagine, within the next couple of weeks in fantasy football. I will not be one of those accepting payment, as I faltered last week, Sparky, with an opportunity to win, and I was in, and win, and ultimately get the 2 seed. I lost, and I ended up with the 7 seed and the third, that guy across the glass.
Oh, Ryan beat you.
Yeah. Put an absolute hurting on me.
I'm in a couple semifinal matchups this weekend. Getting a little nervous.
Not in that league. You're 4-10.
I haven't made any money in about 3 months, so I really need to win these leagues.
The gambling doesn't work out too well for
football
Ryan
season's Horvath. Been rough for me.
414-799-1250. We're going to get to the injury report before Pick a Lane coming up at 5 o'clock if you want to talk some Packers and Bears. And also, we do still want to get into a little bit of Joe Philbin talk. I think Joe Philbin might be getting the short end of the stick in this coaching search because, let's be honest, the man is still in the building. More next here on The Fan.
It's a Pick and Save Football Friday on The Fan.
And then I just felt the hit. It hurt.
Who's banged up this week for the Pack?
It will require surgery.
Here's this weekend's injury report on The Fan.
The injury report for the Packers is a lengthy list, but luckily enough, there's a lot of full participations next to those names. Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambeau Leap here on the Wendy's Big Show, 2-6 right here on The Fan. One doubtful, a couple of questionables for the Green Bay Packers. One of the questionables comes not injury-related. That's Breshad Breeland, Sparky. The cornerback was gone due to personal reasons. He did not participate. Wednesday, Thursday would not have been a participant in practice today, as the Packers do not practice on Fridays. They get ready for the game coming up tomorrow with a little bit of a workout, a little bit of a walkthrough. But a doubtful for the Green Bay Packers, and the one that we're going to be very concerned with if he can go this week, is going to be right tackle Brian Bulaga with that knee injury. Doubtful as it lists today, going up against Khalil Mack.
They have to start figuring out what they're going to do at right tackle going forward here. Mm-hmm. You cannot continue to ride this Bulaga bandwagon and say, well, he'll be healthy all year. Yeah, he may start games, but he doesn't finish games. And then sometimes he doesn't even play in games.
Right.
They need to redo the right side of that offensive line. And I just saw a mock draft earlier today on CBS Sports, and they had the Packers taking offensive lineman with that first pick. I think they're at 11 right now.
Yep.
Offensive lineman with the first pick. And then with the Saints pick, they had him taking the tight end from Iowa with the other pick in the first round. I can't wait to hear Packer fans if they don't take a defensive player in the first round. Can't wait to hear how that's going to play out.
And there's so many opportunities. Like, I mean, look at the Colts, obviously. You have Andrew Luck. You get the franchise. Packers already have the franchise in Rodgers and the players around him. But what one dude on that offensive line can do, one stud on that offensive line can do for you, for the entire group, when they bring in Quentin Nelson, now they're one of the, top 10 offensive lines in football?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to look. They've put a lot of draft capital on that offensive line. The center is the former Alabama center. He's at center. The right guard is Nelson. The left guard, Costanzo, he was a former first-round pick, too. I mean, they've put a lot of draft capital into that offensive line. They've wasted a lot of free agent money, too, when that E.D. Grigson was the general manager in Indy. But, yeah, I mean, it got a lot better. But if you look at that Indy team, that's a perfect example. They draft that Darius Leonard kid. Nobody from South Carolina State or whatever, nobody thought that dude was going to be anything. And that dude's been a huge difference maker on defense. That's what the Packers have to find in the draft this year. They need to get a surprise or two later in the draft that turns out to be a huge difference maker to go on top of difference makers that they draft early.
For the Chicago Bears, just 3 names on the injury report. One did not participate today, and it's an interesting one. It's a man that has 5 defensive touchdowns in his first 2 years in the league, and that's defensive back Eddie Jackson with a shin injury. He was not listed on Wednesday, not listed on Thursday's injury report. Today, he did not participate. He is listed firmly as questionable for Sunday's game, but Eddie Jackson in the back half, their number 39, would be a big loss for the Bears going into this week. The other two names, Belial Nichols, a defensive tackle. You never hear his name because he really doesn't play much. And Allen Robinson with a hip injury. He's been on and off the injury report all year long, but he was a full participant. He's expected to go come Sunday. For the Packers, other good news, full participations were Randall Cobb with his hamstring, Jimmy Graham, a full participant after some DNPs and a limited participation. He was a full go today, so was Clay Matthews as well. Aaron Rodgers, EQ, and Lane Taylor listed as a full participant. Big if the Packers are going to go up against Akeem Hicks and Eddie Goldman inside, needing Lane Taylor in there to be able to at least anchor the left side of that offensive line.
No doubt. You got to have everybody, all hands on deck, and then hope they can survive the entire football game without going out to injury. You know, I'm going to try and play. And by the end of the first quarter, you're back on the sidelines again, and we're back to having a backup in the football game. We haven't made our picks for the game yet, but I just don't have a lot of confidence in this game for the Packers. I just don't. I'm lacking confidence in this football game. Big time.
It's understandable, though, because you're going into a environment that, while the Packers have been able to win at Soldier Field numerous times in Aaron Rodgers' past, it feels like a different kind of team at home right now that the Bears are playing as.
Yeah, and it's also not a great Packers team either. I mean, in years past, you knew what this Packers offense was going to do from game to game. You don't know what this Packers offense is going to do from game to game right now. You have absolutely no idea whatsoever. And especially with Joe Philbin going into his second game as a play caller, you really don't have any idea. What does Philbin have cooked up for this Bears game? Has he got something special that he hasn't shown yet, you know, going into this game, now that he's got the freedom to call plays and it's not McCarthy's show anymore? Does Rodgers have some stuff that he wants to run that McCarthy would never let him run, that Joe's going to let him run this week? I mean, there's a lot more question marks, I think, if I'm the Bears as far as what this offense is going to look like versus if I'm the Packers D and the Bears offense. You got a really good idea as far as what Nagy likes to call in different situations, what Nagy likes to run in certain situations. All that stuff goes into, I think, a benefit of the Packers' defense, where the Bears' defense has one game of Philbin calling plays to kind of go off of.
Right.
And I think that works to the Packers' advantage a little bit, but like we said, the offensive line can't stop the pass rush. It doesn't matter what he calls.
Do you think the new coach bump is over, or it extends out? We'll find out.
I said on Monday, it's over after that game.
Okay.
I want to get your answer after the break.
I want my answer now.
Fire it off, then.
No, I'm joking. After the break.
Okay. Sounds good. You'll get Leroy.
I love this guy.
Leroy Butler's answer.
I'd have got yelled at.
Oh, no. I'm not trying to yell at you. You'd whoop my butt.
Man, child, please. You could just like sit on me and kill me.
Yeah, you're true. I'd beat you up if I really wanted to.
I'd tell your mom, though. Your mom loves
me
more than
you.
You
wouldn't have to. My mom is probably listening for some reason.
I love her.
Wendy's Big Show. We come back with Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. It's the 5 o'clock hour. And we'll let you get in on this Packer game. Packers and Bears at 414-799-1250. Coming up next here on The Fan.